Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that 150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
I don't even understand what the hell I watched today, because I went from thinking that Lamar Jackson was just, you know, putting forth one of the great revenge games of all time because it felt like he could do whatever the hell he wanted to the Miami Dolphins, to the game we have been waiting for Tua Tagovailoa to have. Like, that is the epic performance, the epic comeback. That is what you want from a franchise quarterback. This is everything unleashed, everything people predicted or thought could be the best version of this Dolphins team. Dynamic speed all over the place. Mike McDaniel, offensive guru. It all comes together, and it results in an epic comeback win against the Baltimore Ravens, 42-38. And I still haven't wrapped my mind around it. Like, it's here. We're Sunday night recording this thing, and it just felt like such a celebration today. Like, I don't know, people, it's not only that the Dolphins won, but they won in just such epic, fun fashion. That game was drunk. It was full of big time highlights. Your quarterback that you hope can ever do that when you draft a guy number five overall did that. And here they sit 2-0 to start the season. What a day, man.
First of all, we can finally stop going back to that Arizona game in Tua's rookie year to say, see, he has the goods. You see,
right.
Go look at the Arizona footage. He has the goods. We know it's there. We know it's there. We just have to uncover it somehow. We can finally stop doing that. Number two, Brian Flores. I hate doing this again, but we knew it. We knew it the whole time. We knew it the entire time. And number three, Tobin, what you just said there, the excitement of the game. That has never happened in the past two decades of Dolphins football. You're down 21 points at any point in the game.
You're dead.
And you keep shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, that's been, you know, kind of the That's been the essence of Dolphins football for quite some time in my lifetime. I'm 28 years old. I'm born in 1994, Miami kid. And from what I can remember, because I don't remember the Marino years other than YouTube highlights, from what I can remember, it's mediocrity and it's when you're down big, you keep shooting yourself in the foot. And the Dolphins did the complete opposite. We have never experienced those types of games, and we saw it today, and Tua led it. It wasn't the defense. The defense deserves, we're going to get into it, offensive line, defense, like they deserve a bunch of credit. But Tua did it today. He finally did it.
Yeah, like this was such a wild game in that every facet of the team had a hand in them being able to lose this game, but every one of them had a hand in them winning this game too. It was a roller coaster. And Mike McDaniel afterwards where, you know, he's given the speech. And it was such a great thing where he's just like, you know, that adversity, they're able to turn into an opportunity. And they did that. Like he was saying that he was hoping he could get a chance to see how his team would respond to adversity. I didn't think it was going to be this. I mean, like this was, you know, what was starting to feel very demoralizing. And I think for any fan base would naturally feel that, all right, you know, kind of beat a stinky Patriots team last week. We know this Ravens team is dangerous. We know what Lamar Jackson's capable of. You know, you keep having mistake after mistake, and now you're getting drubbed. You know, for that to all be eradicated, that is what you want in a franchise quarterback. The franchise quarterback is supposed to be the great eraser for when things are not going great, when you feel like you have no hope. Can you just, you know, say forget about it? And that's what he was able to do today, man. Just never broke, was never shook. And like at points where this is a game where he had Justin Houston basically having him run for his life at one point during this game to shake all that and, you know, get to this where he is just throwing bombs to his new best friend, Tyreek Hill, and Jaylen Waddle is scampering all over the place. Can't be caught. Like that trio is what everybody was hoping for would be able to do this. And it was just such an epic watch, dude. Like it was so exciting, you know, it had everything everybody's been waiting for. It felt like something that you had been promised and you're just like, yeah, but is it really going to happen? You know, last week was a little bit lackluster. All right, how long is this going to take to get together? And you feel that way kind of through the first half of this game. And man, to flip it on its head like that was just unreal.
Tobin, I can't think of a better, you know, even if we would have scripted out the best possible situation, the best game statistics wise, you know, whatever you want to script out for Tua, this surpassed it, right? Like even Tuanon, who are the biggest Tua supporters who have been championing Tua harder than anybody, couldn't have imagined he would have a game where he'd throw 6 touchdown passes and he'd surpass 400 yards. Tyreek and Waddle would have a combined, what was it, like 3-something, 4 touchdowns between the two of them. Like it's crazy. It really is. Like when you really put it into perspective, it is it's insane. I can't even wrap my head around it.
It's so nuts because I saw this tweet out by the Dolphins communications department that he has now the 4th most passing yards in Finn's history in a game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All top 4 were held by Marino. And wow. So he finally gets to sneak in there amongst all these Marino yardage games because, you know, he was just a video game and a man who was ahead of his time as far as chucking up the big numbers, but it was crazy. Yeah, it had everything that you would want because it's not only that you have the epic fourth quarter comeback, but Tyreek Hill bombs, which is just like he's got to feel great with this too because he knows everybody was laughing at him. Everybody's laughing at him the first couple of games with Kansas City and, oh, they don't need Tyreek Hill. They could go on without Tyreek Hill. And so he's got a double middle finger game to show you, see, I told you. That's got to feel great for him. Mike McDaniel, everybody who's been singing to his praises and saying, no, this guy can do it. Don't be so hard on yourself, Tua. And for him to finally see the fruits of that on display with this kind of a victory is just unbelievably awesome. It was feel good all around, dude.
Everywhere. The locker room moment between the team, by the way, you mentioned it, was really cool. If you haven't seen it on the Dolphins website, like, or on their social media, the Dolphins website, on the Dolphins social media pages, that was really cool too. Tyreek post game talking about, you know, the Tua doubters, if you still don't believe in them. Waddle post game as well. The quote he had after the game where he I guess Tua in the huddle says it's either us or it's either them or it's us.
That's Koosie's, dude. Boy. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Oh boy.
I mean, that's so good. That's so I want that mic'd up. Does anybody have that mic'd up? I need that content in my life. I need to inject it in my veins for Tua to look through everybody in the eye and be like, it's either them or us. Oh, that's so good. That is so good. Tyreek Hill, that last drive showed us who Tua really was as a leader. It had everything, man. It really was. I think for him, you know, even with this week, like, you know, you got, you know, Sean Payton's out there saying to the guy, oh, I think there's going to be two quarterbacks this year. No, there's not. And for everybody who's been down in this guy, you mentioned Flores, you mentioned all the adversity this guy's had to go through, and for him to, you know, have the support system, it's great to all say, but you got to have the performances to really back it up. And this did that today. It was absolutely epic. Dolphin fans running in the street. I mean, it's craziness out here.
Did that happen? Did that really happen?
Dude, people were running through their neighborhoods. Like, it wasn't pots and pans. We know what we reserve those for, but still, they were going crazy.
Yeah, we reserve pots and pans for after we beat the Bills week 3, because I'm going to La Carreta on A Street with my pots and pans after we beat the Bills in week 3.
It's a beat the Bills parade, because we haven't beat the Bills in like 9 years, it feels like.
You mentioned Marino, and I'm not doing this thing right now where, you know, we're gonna put him on that level. However, I will say, you haven't had a comeback Marino-esque since 13 retired. You haven't had that type of comeback, so it's just fun. You know, we mentioned Mike McDaniel making Dolphins football fun again. Like, he really is. He is doing that, and today, just in 2 weeks, we got the best game we've seen in a decade. Like, what game in recent memory was better than this? Wildcat, maybe, in 08? Maybe?
Wildcat felt good. They started 0-2. They really needed that game. Stunned everybody. Belichick's stupid face. You mentioned the Miami Miracle. You know, but that was kind of like a dressing game. You know, it was a fluky game. It was like they weren't – Patriots were the Patriots, and, you know – it was just nice to do it to the Patriots, you know, but this is like, oh man, like, you go and beat the Ravens, who are a good team. Like, you go beat them on the road. First time they've ever won in that building. First time they've won in Baltimore since 97. And you go and win that game. It's like, oh man, maybe they could do something. Like, we talked about the tough start, the tough schedule that they have to go, but, you know, now you're seeing the Bengals, they've lost back-to-back weeks on last second field goals. You got them on the short turnaround. But if you win this game coming up against the Bills, if they're able to do that, not to get ahead of ourselves, but like, if they could do that, you're going to solidify yourself as like, oh, they just beat two teams that everybody thinks is for real. I mean, you might want to put – the Dolphins are going to put people on notice if they win next week.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, like, to put in the proper context, it's not just beating the Ravens for the first time since 97. It's not just McDaniel taking out Harbaugh and Belichick in the first 2 weeks. It's not just Tua beating Lamar. Like, the Ravens were playing really good football. They opened up the game. They opened up the game with the kickoff return. And at that moment, tell me you didn't feel like, all right, this one's going to get ugly, right? Like, it felt that way. And then Lamar's run in the third quarter, like, you're saying, the game's over. There's no way that they can do this. Man, to come back 28 points led by Tua. I mean, I'm telling you, I can't script a better win for the Dolphins. You can't do it.
Dude, I thought Lamar Jackson was on his way to being the toast of the week, because, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, man, the Ravens are really screwing around with Lamar Jackson's money. Like, that's kind of messed up. And I don't really understand it, because to me, he's one of the best players in football. And you know, look, I'm not gonna lie. Like, that's after that 78 yard run, I'm like, yeesh. I'm like, all right, the flirtation may have to start after this because this guy looks good. And yeah, he just looked unstoppable. And the defense was kind of getting torched all over the place. There was big chunk plays. Xavier Howard is having a really rough day today. And it just, you know, all that success, it felt like the Ravens were like, oh, okay, you guys thought you guys got us cute last year. They were going to make some kind of a statement. So, yeah, to feel like a team was a juggernaut and you to stop them in their tracks with you know, a defense that was getting carved up, and then they kind of just, all right, we stopped the bleeding. They put it to rest. Tyreek Hill, he's out of the game. That doesn't sound good. He looks hurt. Your prized free agent all of a sudden is like gone. And then he comes back and he does that. So wait, he had, yeah, that's a cramped up Tyreek Hill, a rehydrated Tyreek Hill who's still running past everybody. Like, he, dude, those, they were not even close to him.
Nowhere.
He's a cheat code. Like, I know, like, we know he's good. Okay. There's a difference between when you see a guy and you see him on Twitter highlights, but you watch a guy every play. Like, it, you know, Jimmy Butler was like this, like with the Heat. Like, I didn't get Jimmy Butler until Jimmy Butler was on the Heat. And it's like, you get Tyreek Hill. It's like, yes, you know Tyreek Hill's fast, but you don't realize he's holy bleep fast. Nobody can touch this guy at all. Like, you have a really fast guy on your team in Jaylen Waddle. He's not as fast as him, but he's still faster than everybody else. But this guy's so much faster than everybody. And they, like, he was, it's like he was laughing at them. Just skipping down.
He threw up the deuces on the second, what was it, the 60-yard bomb on the second one to tie up the game. We finally feel, as a Dolphins fan, what it feels like to have a true number one.
Yeah.
Because the Brandon Marshalls and the Mike Wallaces miss me with all that nonsense.
But the thing is, they might have two of them. They might have two of them. Like, I know. Like, they might have two of them. Like, they seem like the most unstoppable duo in the league. Because, yeah, there's really good receivers out there. You got another one? Because how are you going to catch them? It's so fast. It's ridiculous. I mean,
I wish tomorrow was next Sunday. I wish tomorrow was next Sunday, Tobin. Give me the Bills. Give me the damn Bills right now.
These numbers are crazy. 11 catches for 190, two touchdowns for Tyreek Hill. 11 catches, 171 yards for Jaylen Waddle, two touchdowns.
Crazy.
Well, what is that? Who does that? What is this team? This is not what I'm used to. Jaylen Waddle got targeted 19 times, by the way. You can make me dinner. He's like, yeah, we were trying to get the football.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, 13 targets, and he was gone for, like, I don't know how long he was gone, but it felt like forever. I was like, where is he? Comes back.
Give me the damn Bills tomorrow, Tobin. Let's run it back tomorrow. Bring him in tomorrow.
Dude, I mean, look, you know, he's just sitting here. You know, Tua's just sitting here 2-0. And you know, Joe Burrow is getting his ass kicked. He's 0-2. You know, Justin Herbert, he's got hurt ribs now. That's tough. I heard that's a bear to deal with, those cracked ribs.
Especially in LA.
Seriously, with their quack doctors.
In LA.
Quack doctors. All right, we'll swim on more with the Porpoise Pod after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.